From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Italian divers have found the body of a woman in the wreckage of the Costa Concordia. Authorities say she was wearing a life jacket and was found in a narrow corridor near a staging area. 20 people are still missing. A top-ranking Italian official has said the grounded cruise liner has already begun leaking into the pristine waters of the Tuscan Marine Sanctuary. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports there's mounting concern over the potential for an ecological disaster.
Coast Guard officials confirmed the presence of light fuel in the sea around the capsized vessel off the island of Giglio, saying it appears to be diesel used in rescue boats or as lubricants on machinery. The head of Italy's Civil Protection Agency, Franco Gabrielli, who's in charge of salvage operations, told reporters bluntly that a 1,000-foot-long ship with 4,200 people on board is like a small village, with everything that implies. Once it's grounded, he said, contamination has already occurred. On Friday, the Italian government declared a state of emergency around the ship, a technical move that releases special funds. With the weather still holding and the ship stabilized, divers resumed their inspection of the megaship's labyrinthine interior. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
South Carolina's unpredictable campaign for the GOP presidential nomination draws to a close today as voters in the Palmetto State head to the polls. Mitt Romney is fighting a suddenly surging Newt Gingrich, and Charleston voter Martha DiBiase explained her primary decision.
For me, it really came down to a matter of a personal character. And I felt that Mitt Romney, even though I don't agree with everything he stands for, does, I think that historically he's a man of moral beliefs and ethical behavior.
As NPR's Tamara Keith tells us, Newt Gingrich is optimistic about what the day may hold for him.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says he's been looking at the polls and he likes what he sees.
I hope to win South Carolina. You know, God willing, we'll win, and Florida will be even more interesting.
Gingrich was helped by what many say were two strong debate performances this week. Still, the results of today's voting are very much up in the air. Recent polls show a tight race between Gingrich and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney for the top spot, with plenty of voters still undecided. Since 1980, the winner of the South Carolina primary has gone on to be the Republican nominee. Voting ends at 7 p.m. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.
President Obama delivers his State of the Union address this week with the economy a central theme. He's expected to talk about college affordability, U.S. manufacturing, and the nation's housing woes. A weekend snowstorm blanketing the Northeast with snow, ice, and freezing rain, creating treacherous travel conditions. This is NPR News. The streets of Kano, Nigeria, are filled with security forces after a Friday blast that may have killed up to 150 people. Islamist radical group Boko Haram claiming responsibility for the blast targeting police and government offices. In northwestern Syria, several people have been killed in an ambush that targeted a police truck transporting prisoners. Many have been wounded. Syria's state-run news agency reports explosive devices were used in the attack, and there were also attacks on an ambulance that arrived to assist the wounded. Penn State's Board of Trustees has elected a banking executive to guide the university in the wake of a child sex abuse scandal. NPR's Jeff Brady reports trustees are also beefing up policies designed to protect children.
Bank of New York Mellon executive Karen Peets ran unopposed for chair of Penn State's 32-member Board of Trustees. At a meeting Friday, the board also agreed to five interim recommendations issued by an investigative panel. Trustee Ken Fraser says the university will strengthen policies for programs involving minors,
including providing more clear and specific guidance to staff and others who interact with children, including enhanced background checks in abuse awareness training.
Former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky faces child sex abuse charges for incidents that allegedly occurred on campus and elsewhere. His trial could begin later this year. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Rescuers hope the weather improves enough today after a blizzard kept them from searching for four people, those people missing on Washington's Mount Rainier. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.